Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
B. Mitch and Finley live from Madrid, Spain, getting ready for Commanders Dolphins at Real Madrid Stadium. Do you know how to pronounce that stadium name now that you've been there?
Nope.
Okay. I think it's Bernabeu.
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 Well, I've heard different ways of people saying it.
What I know.
I'm just going to call it the B Stadium.
Real Madrid. You just call it Real Madrid.
Yeah, good. Yeah, the stadium where Real Madrid plays.
Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Greenberg, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Whoa, what's up with that voice, super, man?
You sound like
I went to a kid's birthday party this Saturday.
Oh, they got you, huh?
Did you get sick?
They got me. Oh. I'm on the tail end of it.
Well, thank you for making time for us. Even if you
it's like I'm from an undisclosed location. They're like modifying my voice so no one knows who I am.
Yeah, that is kind of what it sounds like. Greenberg, in your expertise as an odds maker, what would you have set the odds of me and B being on the radio, on the YouTube, and on the Monumental stream on time this morning when we weren't even in the building at like 3:45, at 9:45. Oh,
I don't even know if I would have taken any action, but it would have been a pretty big number.
It was a scramble drill, but we got it done, man.
We made it.
Obviously, a big game for Washington this week. I am curious for a dude like you that I think you do a good job of understanding what real football is and isn't, and looking at things from an analytical standpoint. We know Jaden and Terry are not playing this week. I think there are people that will argue to shut them down for the season. I don't think there's any chance that happens. I think both will play eventually. Where would you land on that kind of divide?
Look, if they're healthy, let them play. You know, especially Jaden. He still only has a year and a little bit in the league. You know, with the way that he plays, you can't be afraid that he's going to get hurt because you would never have him play, right? I mean, he's going to take off and run. That's why you drafted him. So I would definitely let him play, get him as many reps as you possibly can. You know, I wouldn't let him be in a game that's like 30-0, but I would absolutely let him start if he was healthy.
I think, and certainly with Terry, right?
Absolutely. You're paying them a lot of money. You know, these guys know the drill. This is what they sign up for. you have to look beyond this lost year. You have to try to capture some of the magic from last year. And the only way to do that is to get chemistry back on offense, get the right people in on defense. You know, you got to let them play.
Yeah, and when you look at it, Neil, all the injuries, how much of the injuries have affected the chemistry of this team? Because we don't talk about that very much, but the chemistry was working last year no matter what. And right now, hell, you got guys playing in position and doing stuff they did not expect to play. So now you don't have backups, and your chemistry is completely thrown off.
Yeah, this is – I don't know how anybody can evaluate this season, at least, you know, objectively, because there's so many parts missing for so long stretches of time, especially this week when we see the cluster injuries on defense, in addition to the cluster injuries, at least at the skill positions, for your top guys on offense. It's a little bit unfair. I'm not saying that, like, you know, moving on from Joe Witt or being lobbing criticism on specific plays, on specific games in general is not something we should do. But you just can't tell me anybody knows what this team is or isn't with so many injuries at so many key positions. You know, they're 3-7. I mean, of course they're 3-7. They don't have their best players.
Right.
So it's largely just whatever happens this year happens. You know, next year try to make another run.
Yeah. This year's cooked. I do think they need a little momentum. I think you'd love to win 3 out of 4. They have 7 games left. It's not like they have 2 games left. This is here. You know, one thing I noticed in Madrid, B, they already have a lot of Christmas decorations up, and at home that kind of annoys people because it's like, yo, why are you skipping Thanksgiving? But you know what they don't have in Spain? Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So they can go straight to it.
Yo, Feliz Navidad, amigo.
We have a whole month and a vacation to go. I mean, a holiday to go through before we jump to Christmas.
Greenberg, are you surprised at all? They're dogs to Miami this weekend?
No, I mean they got so many injuries, and Miami's coming off of what looks like a really big win the week before. I had this game pretty tight. I think the injuries definitely tilted towards Miami. And, you know, you'd hate to call a Week 11 game must win, but Washington needs this game. I mean, they need to go into the bye week with some good feelings because when they come out, it's tough. Denver, Minnesota, Philadelphia twice, Dallas, you know, maybe New York they can beat, you know, but they got to get healthy. And they need something positive to start to rally behind. You lose to Miami, which is largely considered one of the worst teams in the league. You know, you start to have just a whole different narrative issue.
If you lose to Miami, you start to get lumped in with the worst teams in the league. And I think New Orleans and Tennessee have established a clear basement, the Jets also. But, like, whatever that next really bad tier is, you lose this one, you're in it.
Don't you think they can look at Miami and take something from what they did? They put 30 points up on Buffalo. And Buffalo is a team we consider a real contender. They put, like Jeff, BTA. They thoroughly did that. And they turned it with 2 forced fumbles and recovered it and an interception on Josh.
But they have their guys.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference, man.
You know, I think if Washington had their guys, one, it wouldn't be Miami -2.5. But I think we would say that Washington could contend with, at least offensively, with any team in the league. And, you know, you get a couple stops on defense, and then they, too, can beat the Buffalo Bills by 30-13. They just don't have their guys.
Yeah. It's a very good reminder that it's a significant loss when you have all these injuries. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Greenberg at @NGreenberg on X and Instagram. Of course, read all of Neil's work in the Washington Post. Sports writer, stats geek, not nerd, for the Post. What do you think happened? What impact do you think Dan Quinn calling the defense will actually make?
None. None, because they have too many injuries.
Do you think, though, they get the dead cap bounce that you see in sports when somebody gets fired or removed, and sometimes the next game that there is this, like, pep in the step of the organization? You see it in baseball, you see it in hockey, you see it in football.
Right, but they're not having fourth stringers as their top guys, especially at the corner position where, you know, let's face it, it wasn't their strongest position to begin with. And in a passing league, it becomes very difficult. So, no, I don't expect there to be much to rally about with this team. I think it was a move that Dan Quinn had to do. I think it was largely cosmetic, both having Witt move down to the sideline, but then also taking over. They just don't have the right group. And even when they did have the right group of their top guys, they weren't doing very well. So, no, I'm not expecting any big bounces, especially not against Miami with all the injuries.
All right. Well, sounds like
you think there's any chance they can win.
I do think that they can win. Mariota is really good. I think that Mariota could pilot this team. And, you know, again, I mean, it's an oblong object that bounces around really weird. So you get a couple of stops on defense. You get a couple of lucky breaks. And, you know, then next thing you know, you might be able to pull out this game. So, yes, absolutely they could win. They're going to need a lot of help. But I really do believe in Mariota as a steward of this offense, because obviously I think that he plays a lot like Jaden Daniels. They haven't had to change a lot of things. It's just a lot of guys playing above their head in terms of the depth chart.
Talking with Neil Greenberg here, I believe you wrote something this morning about Jonathan Taylor, a Colts running back who's having a monster season, and his chances of actually winning the MVP, which has become a quarterback-dominated trophy.
Yeah, I just don't think that you can argue he's the best player on his team. Because, again, we talked about this before. You take Daniel Jones's name away and just look at what he's done, even with his clunker of a game the other week, and there's no doubt that he's one of the most valuable players in the league, right? If Mahomes does what he's doing, if Burrow was healthy and was doing it, et cetera, you know, we'd be talking a lot more about Daniel Jones being the MVP. And, you know, let's face it, running backs just don't have enough to impact the play the way that a quarterback does. I think it'll take a historic season. And even then, we'd have to see one of the big quarterbacks start to really fall off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
But I guess my point would be not talking about necessarily wagering it, but like, I think you can make a case for Taylor as MVP. I don't think he'll win it, but I think you can make a case for it.
I'm not so sure. You know, again, he's doing really well. Scoring is also up, so you'd expect him to have more touchdowns this year. I don't know if he's on pace for 2,000 yards, even with a 17-game season. That seems to be the threshold for previous winners, or at least something historic. He's having an awesome season. He's a great running back. He's doing everything that you'd ask him to do. I just don't think modern football lends itself in a way that you can make the case for a running back to be a most valuable player when you have, like, the Patrick Mahomes and the Matt Staffords of the world that could have one good game and they are immediately become the favorite and no one's even talking about anybody else.
Hey, we always say they need to have two awards, one for quarterbacks and one for everybody else.
They do now with that offensive player of the year.
But the offensive player of the year, that could be a quarterback one year.
I know, but typically they give that to a non-quarterback. I think they've admitted they have a quarterback MVP problem. Greenberg, where do you land on Matt Stafford as a Hall of Famer?
Great quarterback. He's doing great. You know, he's another guy that I think, you know, is kind of like, I think the world's waiting for Patrick Mahomes to become the MVP. I think that if he gives any sort of indication that he could be that guy, he's going to win the award. I don't think that you're going to find, like, Sam Darnold overriding him from a narrative perspective. I think the only one that has a chance to do that is a guy like Matt Stafford, you know, a high-flying quarterback that can score touchdowns, puts up a bunch of passing yards per game. You know, he's really the only one that could have the type of games that could push the spotlight off a guy like Mahomes, even though Mahomes is, like, kind of on the outskirts. So I think that he looks really good this year and could very well be the eventual MVP once this is all done.
I know you do your own power rankings every week. Who's your best team in football? We're going to go through ours in about an hour, but I'm curious who you've got at the top.
I have Kansas City and Los Angeles Rams at the top.
Greenberg, how much do you love that he still just rides with KC?
Well, I like him because he knows what they have. But I put the Rams up there, jumping up there now since they handled the 49ers. Remember?
Yeah, you said that.
I said if they handled the 49ers, I can see them being one of the best.
It's a really slim margin, and that's why I try to put them in tiers, because we can have a discussion of where they belong kind of in the tier. Like, if you make a case for the Rams, it's hard for me to argue. I don't necessarily think, like, it's statistically significant, the separation that I have between one and two. But, yeah, I have Kansas City, Los Angeles, and then Buffalo, 1, 2, 3, with Seattle and Indianapolis behind them.
Seattle, 4. Okay. What about Philly? Sirianni made a gutsy, if incorrect, call the other night on fourth down deep in Green Bay territory. What did you make of that call? What do you make of where the Eagles are?
I love aggressive calls. I have the Eagle as 7. But again, you know, you can convince me they're the 5th best team. They're the 4th best team. You know, they had a little bit of an off night offensively. I think everyone was kind of hoping they would come out and just blow the doors off the joint so that we wouldn't have to have this type of discussion where it's, you know, there's really no team that's the far and away the best team like we saw, like, with New England all those years or, you know, the Rams, et cetera. There's a lot of parity at the top. And, you know, I couldn't make a case for Buffalo to not be number one with any sort of conviction because there's just not enough separating the top teams. We know who the really good teams are. We know who the really bad teams are. But then it's really just, you know, educated guessing. And I think Philadelphia is a definite top contender, but I think that they're probably behind some of the other top teams like the Chiefs, Rams, and Bills.
When does the Eagles' defense let them down? Because the offense, you know, they keep playing these tight games, and the defense is hell for them. But eventually, defense get tired.
Well, we might see it this next game against Detroit, right? Detroit could really tax that unit. So could the Chargers coming up. And then, you know, they have Buffalo in a couple weeks. So I think this next game we're going to start to see if there are cracks in the foundation for Philadelphia, they're going to start to show. Or we could be talking about them as a top three team if they really take care of business against Detroit and have a big game on Sunday night.
Sunday night should be a good one. I'm excited to watch that. It comes on at 3 in the morning here, though, so I'm not sure how much of that I'll see. Real quick, big win for the Caps last night. I think that was last night. The days are kind of getting away from me here. But I feel like beating up on the Hurricanes matters.
Yeah, I mean, the Hurricanes are one of the best teams in the league. Washington needed a win. They got to find a way to fix their special teams. That's really what's holding them back right now. I know there's no precedent for it, but maybe decline power plays. Who knows? Just do some out of the box thinking and just say, you know what, we don't want it. We want to just put our five on five.
Has anyone ever done that?
No.
No chance, right?
No. I'm just saying, like, that seems to be the problem for them. I think that they can solve it. But again, you know, this is an older roster now. Ovechkin has the magic, but it's not everyday magic. And, you know, they're just going to have to figure out a way to start getting stuff done on special teams if they want to start to make a real headway in the league.
Dude, our boy Ahmet keeps asking this question. I want to ask you, who finishes the year? Who does – the bet is, does Ovi have more goals than the Wizards have wins at the end of the season?
I mean, yeah, he should have 20 goals, right? You would think.
I don't think the Wizards are getting there.
No.
Not at all.
I would take Ovechkin in that way because Ovi wants to score goals. The Wizards don't want to win.
Right. Greenberg, text B. Mitch for his hottie toddy recipe. Good luck with that cold or throat loss you're working with, and thank you for making time for us being under the weather.
Sorry about my voice. Te amo mucho. Talk to you guys soon.
Hi, man. Peace.
Te amo mucho y tú. When we come back, Landfill's got a list. And you know what the list has? 44 problems with the Commanders.
Mm-mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.